I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The Obama administration announced today it intends to try the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks in federal court in New York City, not far from Ground Zero. The move comes more than 8 years after the attacks and more than 6 years after Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured. The plan also calls for trying four other 9/11 suspects along with him. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
Attorney General Eric Holder made the dramatic announcement this morning.
After 8 years of delay, those allegedly responsible for the attacks of September the 11th will finally face justice. They will be brought to New York, to answer for their alleged crimes in a courthouse just blocks away from where the Twin Towers once stood.
The move marks a radical departure from the policy of the previous administration. The Bush administration never seriously considered trying top al-Qaeda operatives in civilian court. Instead, it resurrected an old system of military commissions and labeled the suspects enemy combatants. But today, Eric Holder voiced confidence in the federal court system.
The Justice Department has a long and a successful history of prosecuting terrorists for their crimes against our nation, particularly in New York. Although these cases can often be complex and challenging, federal prosecutors have successfully met these challenges and have convicted a number of terrorists who are now serving lengthy sentences in our prisons.
Holder was asked about the wisdom of trying a suspect in federal court who has allegedly been tortured. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was reportedly waterboarded by interrogators 183 times. Holder responded by saying there was plenty of evidence that would be admissible to bring a successful case. Holder said in addition to the five detainees to be tried in federal court, five other suspects, including one linked to the bombing of the USS Cole, would be tried before military commissions. Eugene Fidel teaches law at Yale Law School and is an expert on military justice. He says the decision to use the federal court system is welcome.
It's an enormous change, and it's a reminder of how much did change with the election. This kind of reliance on the federal courts simply would not have happened under the prior administration. And I believe the current administration deserves great credit for that. I think this is a major evolution. I think it's wise. I think it serves the country's interests. But it's not perfect.
Not perfect, says Fidel, because while the Obama administration is turning to the civilian courts, it is also keeping alive the military commission system that has engendered confusion and criticism both at home and abroad.
It creates and makes permanent a two-tier system of justice in our country, one that's very good and one that's clearly second-rate.
Scott Silliman of the Duke University Center on Law, Ethics, and National Security is also concerned about whether trying terrorism suspects in two different kinds of courts is ultimately fair. But he says the military commission trials may offer solutions to roadblocks that could well come up in civilian courts, such as the right to a speedy trial and problems of using classified evidence.
I think what we are seeing is a compromise where both forms will be used rather than one exclusively over the other.
If that compromise is the result of serious disagreements between the Department of Justice and the Department of Defense, then Attorney General Eric Holder was at pains today to smooth them over. He praised the Defense Department and said he would continue to draw on its support in the future. Reaction was mixed today, everything from those who want to see military commissions abolished to those who think the alleged 9/11 attackers should not be dignified with the right to a trial in a U.S. court. Holder says he can't do anything about the politics. His job is to look at the law. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.